North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Federal mediators plan to meet with Boeing and the Machinists Union next week as part of the effort to end the strike launched on Friday. Strikers have been set up around the clock. Picket lines are outside of Boeing's plant in Renton, Washington. Worker Ben Cruz.
We're standing together against corporate greed, but most importantly for a living wage.
The strike could cost Boeing more than $100 million daily. Funeral services will be held today for 14-year-old Mason Schumerhorn and teacher Christina Ermey, who were among the four victims killed in the Appalachia High School shooting in Georgia. The services come as the community continues to grieve the tragedy that left several others injured. Meanwhile, 911 calls released Friday highlighting the confusion and panic during the shooting. Boar's Head announcing it will shut down its Virginia plant linked to 9 deaths and 57 hospitalizations following a listeria outbreak traced to its deli meats. This is ABC News. Hawaii's officials releasing the latest phase of the report into last year's Maui wildfire that killed 102 people.
Almost 80% of the fatalities in last year's fire came in central Lahaina. Some of those victims were stuck in traffic jams. The infrastructure played a role, according to Fire Safety Research Institute program manager Derek Alconis.
And we know the grass was involved, and then the fire got moving into the built environment.
The report also found no evidence that officials prepared for the fire. The state attorney general's office said criminal charges are unlikely. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A Secret Service investigation has unveiled serious security failures leading up to an attempted assassination of Donald Trump during a rally in July. The probe found agents failed to secure the roof where the gunman, Thomas Matthew Crooks, fired at Trump, wounding him and killing one before being shot by a sniper. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new study finds lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money, but Black, Latino, and women workers still lag behind. Mark Richardson reports.
A study by the High Road Strategy Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison finds the state's job market hit record levels in the second quarter, and the inflation-adjusted medium hourly wage has increased by 97 cents. Report co-author Laura Dresser says the increase in the median wage is just making up for the period that inflation ran ahead of earnings in 2022.
In these last 5 years, lower wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
The State of Working Wisconsin report says the number of jobs in Wisconsin has topped 3 million and unemployment remains steady at 3%. The study also found the rate of unionized workers in Wisconsin dropped by one-third between 2011 and 2023, the steepest decline in union membership across the Midwest region. Despite the increase in wages, the report says significant wage gaps remain between white men and workers who are Black, Latino, or female.
When you focus on improving the quality of jobs, especially at the bottom of the labor market, you also are looking to close racial and gender gaps because it is Black and brown and women workers who are dominant in lower wage jobs.
The report makes some recommendations. It suggests raising the minimum wage from $7.25 to $15 $15 an hour to help close the pay gap, rolling back the state's so-called right-to-work laws to restore union rights, and increasing investments in child care and education to provide relief for families and employers. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Mark Richardson.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a high around 78. Winds up to 15 out of the south. For tonight, chances of showers and storms with a low around 60. Showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Otherwise, mostly sunny and 82.
Right now, it's 62.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, weekend happenings along the Wisconsin campaign trail. And we'll talk about how the Packers did at their home opener at Lambeau Field.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cook, didn't cut it even.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Daga. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Well, hey, Chujunk, you've been out of the loop here a little bit, and of course, the show fell apart. So, I'm glad you're back on. And I saw your pictures, and it looks like you had a fabulous time up in the north.
Yeah, I always do. Thank you so much for the shout out. And yeah, it's nice when you got a boss or an uncle, a Daga, who lets you take a little time off. But yeah, it was amazing. I don't know. I've grown up going to the North Shore and Lake Superior since I was a kid. So it's always a much needed trip at the end of a summer before the fall.
So you were up in Grand Portage, right? Up there, way northeast?
Yeah. So Grand Portage, Band of Ojibwe, was up there along the Canadian border. And you know, it was fun. I've been to a lot of state parks, across Minnesota, but this, I've got to say, was probably the visitor center at Grand Portage State Park was probably the most indigenitized, state park or like state building that I've seen. Wow. or came across, which was really cool. They had a lot of tribal information.
That's cool. You must've got me a hoodie or a t-shirt up there. Ho-wah.
Well, there were many to choose from. I just couldn't decide.
Yeah, exactly. Different colors. Ho-wah.
Yeah, I actually learned about something that I didn't know this. This was my first time going, I guess, that north on 61 there, which is along Lake Superior. It goes all the way to the Canadian border. But I had never been to Grand Portage, so this was the first time I kind of learned about what they call the spirit little cedar tree. And I was doing some research, and I guess some people also refer to it as the witch tree, but this is a cedar tree along Lake Superior on the Grand Portage Reservation, and it's kind of like a little cedar tree that's just growing out of the rocks there. And it has a really cool story behind it. I learned this as well. The tree is actually considered off limits to visitors unless you're accompanied by a local Ojibwe band member.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really cool. In the casino, we actually stopped there because, you know, we're native, so I got to swing by the casino.
Yeah, check it out. The machines are working.
Exactly. But the casino, they had images and sculptures of the same tree that we noticed, of this sacred little cedar tree. So I actually was surprised by the abundance of cedar trees up there, because I've stayed in Grand Marais and skied Lutzen and stuff, but you don't really kind of see an abundance of cedar trees in those areas, like you do along the border.
Well, that's really interesting. And today I was at a funeral in Black River Falls, and you know, those are always tough when we lose our elders. And just a quick shout out and a prayer to the Green Deer family up there, and our president John Green Deer of Ho-Chunk Nations. Nani passed on in the spirit world, and I was up there for that. And it's always very nice to be around our people, but also very sad when it's under this circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so sad. Our elders are so important to us. And yeah, our deepest heartfelt condolences go out to the Green Deer family and those of Ho-Chunk Nation. And we're going to talk a bit about how important our elders actually are later, coming up here with Maren Hardy of Spirit Care Services here in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got something fun going on tomorrow. We got that huge presidential debate. Where are you watching that, Dega?
Well, I'm going to go to AM 950's watch party, and, you know, I can't stay away from the microphone, and I know they're going live at 7, so I'm going to try and get on there and say a few good words. And I know the past election for president, there was a big amount of people, a large amount of people that showed up to the debate, so it'll be interesting. We expect a large crowd, and it's always good to be around like-minded people and fun, too. So I think it's going to be a hootenanny tomorrow night.
Well, I sure hope so. I know a lot of people are doing different watch parties, so you'll be at the one at Crooner's Supper Club with AM 950. On the Matt McNeil Show, Matt is great. He, you know, always has really important and energetic political conversations on the Matt McNeil Show. So be sure to check him out on AM 950. Mm-hmm. I know Mukwa Coffee is doing something in Roseville. Mukwa Coffee is indigenous owned. The Minnesota DFL and Native Community Coalitions are putting on a debate watch party tomorrow from 7 to 10 p.m. at Mukwa Coffee in Roseville.
Yeah, that's 2805 Hamlin Avenue for you people with you know, some kind of app on your phone to find things.
Yeah, like Google Maps or something.
Oh, definitely.
I always need that.
Definitely. Well, yeah, I don't even know where I'm going anymore. I just put it in Google Maps and I'm there. And it, sometimes it, I don't know, where the heck was I going? I think I went up to Red Lake, and it took me I've been there a bunch of times, but it always takes me a different way. It's really weird. I was going down like a dirt road when I went up there Thursday.
Yeah.
And it was like, is this right? Am I going to the right place? And then sure enough, I was there.
Ancestors must have, you know, hacked that Google Maps and took you an easier route maybe, or a quicker one.
Yeah. I get to see the eagles flying over my head. So I got all like, you know, us natives and eagles, it's like, hey, there's an eagle. No, it's just a robin. Dang.
Mm-hmm. I know. We were doing that the whole time we were up north. We're like, what is that? A raven? A crow? No, it's definitely not an eagle. And then you see one. Yeah, one that doesn't have the white head yet. And you're like, oh, maybe it's a juvenile one. Yeah. But it's just a raven or something.
Well, ravens are cool, too. Those things come to our backyard, and they've got me trained, so I have to throw out food to them. You know, they're squawking away until I throw out food. And I'm in the inner city here by the mighty Mississippi. So they know they got my number.
I've witnessed you feeding many of the wildlife in your backyard there in St. Paul, which is so nice of you to do.
Our relatives. Ho-wah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Allison had something to say about your trip.
The Grand Portage Visitor Center.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably got to be my favorite one at a state park. Well, I haven't visited all the Minnesota state parks yet, so.
They learned so much at Grand Portage Visitor Center last year, and that's really cool. I didn't know that, so when I go up there creeping on in Grand Portage, I'll have to stop by there.
Yeah. I know that they do a big summer powwow kind of at the end of the summer. We'll have to check out that one.
Yeah, definitely. And don't say the end of summer. Ho-wah.
It's kind of past us already.
I know. The lights at a different, or the light, the light. Yeah, I'm in the Truman Show. The sun is at a different angle, and you can tell
you
it's kind of, and it's kind of sad too, because I think the sun sets at 7:30 now, and geez, that's 2 hours from its peak. And I know in New York, it seems like the sun, you know, they're on Eastern time, of course, but the sun sets sooner than it does here in the Midwest time-wise. It's really weird.
I did see something. I know we got like 30 seconds left, but I saw something where the month of August, we lose up to like 90% or I don't know, some crazy number. We lose most of our sunlight just in the month of August alone.
Well, I only have so many summers left, so I want to appreciate them all. You know, it isn't like I got 60 more summers. I'm 63 now. I got 10 good ones for sure, and I'm going to live it up. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're going to have Maren Hardy on here next, and we're going to talk some elder talk. Ho-wah. This is Native Roots Radio.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
I thought I had to quit opioids all on my own, but my doctor set me straight. They told me opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, just like heart disease or diabetes, that you don't manage with willpower alone. So now I take medications that work to curb the cravings, and when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I've learned that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Find out how medications can help you, too, at doseofrealitywi.gov.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the live one-on-one discussion with Nancy Pelosi. Hear what the first female Speaker of the House thinks about the state of politics and the presidential election, Monday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. Live coverage of Nancy Pelosi from Idea Fest, Monday night, September 16th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. Hey, we are here with Maren Hardy, a co-founder and client service with Spirit Care Services here in the Twin Cities, Minnesota. Welcome, as always. Great to see you.
Hi, everybody. Is that me echoing, or are we good?
You sound good here.
Okay,
you know,
yay.
Cool.
Hi, you guys. Bonjour, bonjour.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
You guys as well.
Things are going on. Can you tell us, let's talk a little bit about Spirit Care and then the things that are happening. Tell our audience what Spirit Care is all about.
Sure. Thank you for...
Oh, she froze.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
The interweb.
It's not winter yet.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy. Well, you know, we've had Maren on before, too, and she is the co-founder and client services with Spirit Care. And there's a big event coming up in September we want to talk about. And, you know, Haley, it's just here. Let's see if we are you back with us?
I am back. What happened? That was very strange. I'm like, hello, what? Wait, what?
Yeah. Hey, now you're sounding looking good. So tell us a little bit about your organization.
Okay, so sure. So Spirit Care Services was started because we realized, my friend and I, Maxine, realized that our Native elders are not getting any services. You know, the homemaking, the transportation, the companion care. And we have the least served population with the highest disparity rate in the country with our elders. And that's just not okay. When I worked at DIW, I ran the elders program there for 10 years. So it's so important that we really recognize our elders because, again, none of us would be here without an elder. None of us. So for me, it's super important because and doing outreach work and seeing, you know, the crisis that our community is in, we just see really how even more isolated our elders are, not being able to go outside for fear of being robbed or whatever. So we started this, and in the past year, we have got now over 20 clients. We just got the Live Well at Home grant through DHS to get to double that client list and offer so many more services. We're partnering with Augustana for getting elders housed. None of our elders, the last thing they should be is homeless. Right. So we've leaps and bounds, but you know, we're in such high demand of services that it's really a joy to go to work when you really love what you do. You know, you don't feel like you're going to work. So it's just a blessing, and we love it. And we partner with so many, all the agencies here have elder programs. We refer people back and forth. And now with the Congregate Dining back up and running at the awesome Indian Center, it's pretty great. And the great work that DIW does with the Food Shelf and with Wobbin Spears and her program, the WEX program, MLX. I mean, it's like hand in hand with the communities and the agencies.
Well, I know for me, it's pretty rough to maneuver through all these agencies, and you help our elders.
Yes, so much, Robert. Like, bridging these gaps, because as we all know, I'm the granddaughter of a boarding school survivor. So a lot of our elders have no idea where to go to get the help, nor do they even feel comfortable asking for help because of what happened in the past. I mean, you'd either lose a home or a kid or something, you know, if you needed services, where a lot of our elders are isolated and need these services. We want our elders to stay in their homes longer. So this is where Spirit Care comes into play.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And I'm getting up. Well, I am a junior elder, aren't I, Haley? I think our tribe says 60 for elders, so I'm 63. So I'm going to be calling you up for some services soon here.
We do it. We can help you get signed up.
right on. Well, we got a couple things going on. So let me just back up a second. So the need in the community, and you guys filled that need. That must feel really good to be able to do that, to really help in a genuine way. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
You know, when you wake up and you realize that you helped someone get housing, you helped elders get out of the opioid shelter. I mean, grateful that shelter is there for the ones who need it, but none of our elders should be in that shelter. And we've housed probably about 6 elders now into housing. There was some that were displaced from the fire at Little Earth. And we help them get housing, we help them sign up for bridging. I have such a vast network of resources. When I put something on Facebook, I mean, there's so many people who donate and give back to our elders that it's a little overwhelming for myself even. But again, it's just the work we do doesn't feel like work. Isn't that what they say? When you love going to work, it's not a job. So.
Exactly. So let's talk about how people can get in touch with you, because I know we have a vast audience all over Turtle Island, even just to pick your mind on what you're doing here because of great work here in Minnesota, but also people that may need your service.
100%. So they can reach out to our office phone, which is 612-295-0224, or spiritcareservices.com. That's our website. And it's just about, you know, making that phone call and saying, how do I get transportation? How do I get signed up for a waiver, elderly waiver? If you're under 65, we can get you a caddy waiver. I mean, it's just you have to make the initial call, to initiate the, we can't make it happen for you, but we can definitely navigate the system. And I'm you know, like you guys have heard me say this before, I do not play nice with bullies and these insurance companies. They don't want to give elders services, and I find that super difficult. So we've stopped asking, and we started demanding these services be brought to the forefront for our elders. And I know Monica will get a kick out of this. Again, I'm something like a tsunami when it comes to working with insurance companies, because they don't see me coming, but they sure feel me when we get these services for our elders. We're done asking. Our elders shouldn't have to want for anything. They're the ones who raised us.
Absolutely. Hey, you got an event coming up here. Let's talk a little bit about that. And then also, let's talk about that.
So it's that time of year again. And this year, last year we did the picnic, but this year we're going one step even better. We're doing the first annual Native American Elders Day. and we're having a whole day. We're making just a huge day of it. We have elders coming down from as far as Grand Portage. Wow. And we want all of our elders down here. We want them recognized. We have Grant Snyder and the Involve MN, you know, for the cooking. Grant used to be our homeless cop who was down at the wall, who was amazing. And he went into a catering business, and he feeds over 10,000 homeless a week. So he's doing our cooking for us. I mean, I'll tell you guys, we have a photo booth. We have a character artist. We have an Elvis impersonator coming in town. I wish it was the native one, but he's booked. We have, of course, the raffle prizes, and we have bingo, and everybody stepped up to donate. We still need a lot of donations. We'll get to that, but we're short about $4,000, and we need that. Haley, if you got that, we have a link for volunteer sign up. We need volunteers. I mean, everyone, every agency is incredible, and they're helping out. And I know, like Louise Madsen, my sister does, and Wobbin Spears, they're making it an agency event where the employees can either take the day to work or you take the day to volunteer for the elders. So there you go. Yes. But this is a big deal. I mean, we want to thank the ones who raised us. And just by doing so much for us, it's just time that we just say, hey, thank you. And we're starting this off with the first annual. And we want this to continue every year. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we have the mayor coming, the sheriff coming. We have providers coming from Trellis to Trellis, two different Trellis, Trellis for Elders, Trellis for Housing, Hennepin County, Senior Linkage Line. We want this to be a place where elders can come and say, you can get these services, you can get these resources. Here's what we have to offer you. Eat good food, visit with people, win some prizes, win some bingo prizes, win some gift cards. We have these great t-shirts made by No Words LLC that they say First Annual Native American Elders Day on them. They're awesome. So we're really pulling out all the stops.
Wow, that is awesome. That's one of the things we haven't mentioned is where it's going to be.
It's going to be at Veterans Park on 63rd in Portland in Richfield, where I know Leech Lake is having their awesome party this week, this Thursday. But it's at Veterans Park. There's a great parking lot. There are restrooms right there, and porta potties are right there. There is parking. There's overflow parking for the buses that are coming down that they can park in the ice rink. And then there's just a path, a beautiful little walking path to get over there. But we want all of our elders dropped off. You know, dropped off there, and then everyone can go park. But we'll have a big bouquet of balloons right outside because it's at the first stoplight right when you're heading south on Portland. You cross 62, and it's right there on your left-hand side.
Well, I know last year you had your first elder at Minnehaha, I believe it was, Minnehaha Park. And Haley stopped by, and she couldn't find a place to park because there were so many elder natives hanging out.
Mm-hmm. It last year it was awesome, and I was at the falls. It's great, you know, it's a beautiful place, except for we didn't have enough space, so we literally we had overflow on each side. You know, you can go on each side of the falls, and you couldn't hear the bingo. You could not hear the bingo, so we had to move. But this is our own place, and if anyone hasn't been there, it's a huge pavilion. It is ginormous. And so, I mean, we're beyond excited. I have the most amazing team of people working with us. Diana Grooms and I are from Native Elder Games. We are co-chairing this, and Monica Nielsen. I mean, it's just, you guys, we have just a really incredible crew.
Hey, we're here with Maren Hardy, co-founder and client service with Spirit Care, and we're talking about the big elder whoop-de-doo, and we're going to talk more about that. This is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Federal mediators plan to meet with Boeing and the Machinists Union next week as part of the effort to end the strike launched on Friday. Strikers have been set up around the clock. On picket lines are outside of Boeing's plant in Renton, Washington. Worker Ben Cruz.
We're standing together against corporate greed, but most importantly for a living wage. The strike could cost Boeing more than $100 million daily. Funeral services will be held today for 14-year-old Mason Schumerhorn and teacher Christina Ermey, who were among the four victims killed in the Appalachian High School shooting in Georgia. The services come as the community continues to grieve the tragedy that left several others injured. Meanwhile, 911 calls released Friday highlighting the confusion and panic during the shooting. Boar's Head announcing it will shut down its Virginia plant linked to 9 deaths and 57 hospitalizations following a listeria outbreak traced to its deli meats. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bucky gets Bama. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Wisconsin Badgers play Alabama today in college football. Head coach Luke Fickell said that they feel prepared for everything they will see today.
I feel good. I mean, to be honest, we did a lot of that in the spring. We did a lot of that in fall camp in particular, saying, okay, we want offensively to take shots. We're going to script some of these things and make sure our guys are being challenged in ways. But, you know, it's harder when all of a sudden Saturdays come.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. in Madison. The Brewers got a two-run home run from Reese Hoskins and beat Arizona 2-1 on Friday night. The win, coupled with losses by all of the teams below them in the standings, moved Milwaukee's magic number down to 5. Same two teams, Brewers and Diamondbacks, tonight. Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love is listed as questionable for tomorrow's game with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis is expected to be the starter when the Packers take on the Colts on Sunday. Both teams are looking for their first win. Kickoff is at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a high around 78. Winds up to 15 out of the south. For tonight, chances of showers and storms with a low around 60. Showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Otherwise, mostly sunny and 82.
Right now, it's 62.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, join me as we start the new week barely towards the presidential election. We'll have a week full of special guests, celebrity hosts, and you. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Concrete and Masonry. Look them up at nativeconcretemasonry.com and give Chuck a call at 612-597-0421.
Hey, we're here with Maren Hardy, co-founder and client service with Spirit Care Services. Welcome back. Hey, I got a couple questions, and then let's talk about the event again. But I want to circle back to what you guys do. Can you tell me a little bit about what are the services in need, the most need for elders?
Absolutely, Robert. So one of the number one things, and I was just talking to Medica today, is transportation. You know, our elders in this Phillips community, we don't want them walking or taking the bus anywhere. I don't care if you're going from Beatagain to the Indian Center for lunch. When someone is sick, a dope sick person, an elder is an easy target. And it's sad, but it's the truth. I mean, from all my outreach work and working for the city, I know that firsthand. And it's not okay. So for us, transportation is number one. Homemaking and companion care kind of go hand in hand, because our elders, as you get older, it's harder to do the laundry or take out the trash and stuff like that, or you get behind in stuff. And we don't want our elders to have to do any of that. We didn't have to do it when we were coming up, you know, when we were little. So why should they have to do it now? And again, all these services attributes to them staying in their homes longer, you know, so it's like when case managers come and see that, oh, they are able to do these things from the help of Spirit Care, then that makes us look good. That makes our elders be happy and stay in their homes longer. Again, it's homemaking, transportation, companion care. We also do what's called IHS, without training, which is helping them schedule their doctor's appointments, taking them to their doctor's appointments. Again, these are scary things. We have one of our awesome employees who's my nephew, who has taken one of our elders to have eye surgery. That's a scary thing. And, right. You know, and he's wonderful. And he, you know, it's about understanding that we're caring for these elders as if they were our own. And that is one of our mottos, is where our clients become family, because we are all family at the end of the day. And when you have nobody but someone like myself to call and ask, and I answer, anyone who knows me, I don't have boundaries. I answer my phone whenever I have clients. I did have to tell one elder, it's not even 6 o'clock. Please just wait until 6 a.m. to call me. But it makes me feel good to know that they can call me. And I have another wonderful employee, Andrew, who literally, we had a client who was in a nursing home or in transitional care, which we don't even get billed for that. And he went to see her every week. Yeah. You know, it's just we go above and beyond because they did for us.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, how far is your reach? So is it the Twin Cities or the Seven County area? Can you tell us? Because we have people listening all over the country.
Well, I would love, it is the seven counties, because we are as far as Carver and Dakota and Ramsey. We are actually talking with some people about going up to Beltrami. Wow. Because there's a lot of need in Bemidji, Ball Club, Deer River, where they're not getting services. And it all, you know, this is all laying groundwork, and it's the start of moving into bigger and better. But, you know, slow and steady wins the race. Mm-hmm. But when we know that there are elders up there who aren't getting services, not even able to get to services, that's not okay. It's not okay with me at any end of the day. So eventually we will, just like when Peggy did with Circle of Life, right? She just went to the areas where it's needed. And that's what we're eventually going to hopefully do also. And especially with this grant we just got through DHS. Thank them very much. So,
yeah. Wow. And then, you know, can elders get services that they don't, if they don't live in a single family home, or if it's an apartment? How does that work?
100%. So we were doing services with people who were living at home or bound. We were doing services, Andrew, we were doing services with people who, we're at the Chateau Nursing Home, because that's a horrible nursing home. And we wanted him out of there often. Augustana, which is now Redstone, I think they just were changed. Beatagain, St. Paul Homes, Elders Lodge, Haley. Yeah. So we don't limit that. It's just, and I mean, even if you're homeless, we're working on getting you an apartment, because there's no way that you should be homeless. And I have to say this, we are working really closely with Mackenzie and the New Native Initiative, because it just is not okay with me that our elders don't have a day center. And it should be on Franklin, should be in Phillips. Our elders should have a day center. Everyone knows how much our elders love being together. Yeah. And they need their own space. The Indian Center is great. Congregate dining is great. But it's not just for elders. We need a space that is solely for the elders to hang out with congregate dining. You know, I have a wonderful letter of support from Waubin at Mille Lacs saying that they would hire our elders to run it through the WEX program. You know, and then we'll work with maybe with Dream of Wild Health and get a garden. I mean, just these little things that our elders can just do to get out of their apartment. I mean, they're stuck there. This is why we transportation is so important.
Wow.
And Maren, then we'll go to assisted livings and stuff like that next. So sky's the limit.
Maren, you are, I mean, this company just started a year ago or 2 years ago at the most, and you are moving and grooving.
Oh, did she freeze again?
Am I frozen? Am I there?
You're back. You're back.
when you see the need and you really see that all these other communities have these things. And again, why us as a Native people, why are we the last when we're the first people? You know, it's a no-brainer. But yet here we go asking for these things, begging for these things. And for those of you who know me, I don't take well with asking. When if you have it, why don't we? And it should not be something that we have to fight for or keep asking for. And it's just that that's, you know, and I you know, again, like our immersion schools, getting our own schools for our kids. It's just these are things that we're last in line for, as usual, the invisible people.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Wow. I appreciate your energy and like letting our listeners know about this. This is really a huge, huge thing. We have a relative, Haley's Gaga, my auntie, that's at the Elders Lodge, and we know that Haley goes over there all the time to take care of her Gaga.
Yeah, because, you know, I speak to so many elders when I'm, you know, try to visit my Gaga once a week, whether that's to help clean her apartment or just bring her groceries, because these elders don't travel. They don't have transportation. Right. They don't have their license. And unless you have a family member to rely on, you know, we know relationships are hard and family can be hard on. So sometimes people don't have, you know, family members to come support them or drive them to doctor's appointments. So it's important to have services like yours, Maren, Spirit Care Services, to be there for our elders. And I hear so many times just from other elders, you know, where can they reach out to get help like this? And you're really the only company that comes to mind. It's just because it's lacking, you know?
It really is, Haley. And it's sad because our elders shouldn't have to fight for these. They shouldn't have to look for them. And I'll tell you, we had one client that had a waiver for a year and no, his case manager never told him. So, I mean, I don't understand how that can be. It's just really hard to knowing that we have elders out there who have no one and nowhere to even, not a clue where to go to even ask for help. That is hard, you know, because I come from a great family. You guys know Louise and my parents, and I'm very blessed. Yeah. But there are other ones who have no one, or their children are, you know, in these encampments, gone to that. And it's just, I'm very blessed that I'm able to wake up and knowing that I'm going to see 4 or 5 clients today. You know, I'm going to run around and do, you know, I have elders who literally I've grocery shopped for who have said, it's okay. I just need some bread and maybe some bologna. I'm like, oh my gosh. And we've gone and I'm excited. Now I'm grocery shopping. I've done all these aisles and you know, that's a blessing. We're able to pay for elders to have cell phones. You have to have a phone and Spirit Care is able to provide that. So it's just, it makes the heart full.
Well, we got a few minutes left, and that's amazing and amazing questions, Haley. Let's talk again about the event coming up one more time so people listening can pull over in their big cars and write this down.
Right, and please write down to donate. We're asking for donations. Like I said, we're about $4,000 short. We're short volunteers. We would love to have volunteers. It's a great opportunity. And again, Haley, if you're able to share that link, we would love to share that. But also, so it's September 18th. It is from 10 a.m. to until bingo's over. Bingo will start at 2 o'clock. The food will start serving food at 11. But if anyone needs to reach out, it's spiritcareservices.com, or they can reach out to DIW, Division of Indian Work on Lake Street. Our phone number again, 612-295-0224. But this is a really big deal because this is the first annual. We're going to continue this every year. I mean, we should have this. Every day should be Elder Day, right? I mean, we're here. Right. Every time you look in a mirror, you think an elder or what looks back at you. So we love it. We love it. We have a great team. And I mean, like with Maxine, my best friend, and I doing her part and my part, it's just, it's like magic, and it's super, it's exciting.
Wow. It does sound exciting. I can't tell you how awesome it is to see this in fruition, because I know this has been your baby for a year and you've talked about this, and then you're a doer. So it's happening. And that's an amazing thing for our community. And we got to have you on more, Maren. This is like,
I would
really
love it. I would love it. I mean, you know, I'm always around, you know, this at this time of the day, I'm usually in my jammies because I'm a morning person, but I'm rocking my, Harris t-shirts, or if I'm supposed to do that or not, but.
Ooh, nice.
Well, you can definitely do that here. We got a minute left, and I wanted to just say, I know you're a big Vikings fan, and we're on 30 stations in Wisconsin, so let her rip.
We are undefeated. I mean, what is going on? I know everyone was talking about the Vikings were not going to be good this year, and I thought that was a really well-executed game yesterday.
Well, it looked like they practiced and the Giants hadn't practiced on things.
Oh, my gosh.
Really bizarre.
It was so exciting.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I don't want to say anything bad about the Packers, but I will. I can't swear on the radio. Never mind. Go Vikings. Go Vikings. But, Maren, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on. One more time, how people can help out. Yeah, there we go.
Yes, Spirit Care Services. We need donations, but we need volunteers also. So just reach out to the website, reach out to the phone number, anyone and everything at all times. Serving time's a big time. Set up and take down are another big time. But again, if you have elders that you need to bring to the picnic and they need rides, reach out also.
Thank you so much. We're super excited. Thank you, Maren Hardy.
All right. Be good to everyone. Gigawabaman.
Right on. Co-founder and client service with Spirit Care Services. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Leonard Pelt here. I am in Coleman 1. U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Wow, that was an amazing segment. A lot of energy and what great work, and what a way to fill a need in the community.
Yeah, yeah. It really is a need and probably one of the biggest ones. And our elders are so important. You know, those are our knowledge keepers and our caretakers. And, you know, I got to just shout out my Gaga, my grandma. Gosh, I just remember all the great times her watching me growing up and taking me to the auntie's houses. And yeah, it's just we got to take care of our elders and those who cared for us.
Yeah, definitely. And they hand down things to us that we need, whether it's talking about our medicines or talking about our history or talking about our relatives in a good way. Talking about that right now, we have our grandchildren over here today, and I can hear one of them crying, probably crying for me. No.
Oh. He wants his choca.
Right. They're not old enough to that be demanding. They're just eating and doing other things right now. But pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
Pretty
soon they'll have to be taking care of you. They're older.
Yeah. Sooner than they think.
Yeah. Well, hey. Did you see any of the fun stuff going out on at the 2024 United Tribes International Powwow?
No. Did you?
I did. I saw a couple really great pictures. And then also someone posted the singing champs of this year's powwow.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you guess who it is?
Is it the Claremonts?
I think it was. Yeah. It was the Ho-Chunk Station singer.
Yeah. The Claremonts are awesome singers. And they reside over here in the west side of St. Paul. But I know they are known all over Turtle Island. Seriously. And and they have a young one coming up who just graduated from high school. He's taking the reins too, and he's been singing with them for years, but it's great to see. Yeah, it's just great to see, and Ho-Chunk are up there and competing in a good way.
Yeah, so important to carry on those traditions, and it's always cool when, you know, it's us Ho-Chunks that take the win.
I was at a funeral service for AIM leader Clyde Belcourt, and one of the singers, I can't think of his first name, but one of the Claremont singers sang the AIM song to Clyde when he, in his casket, and that was super powerful, and it was also beautiful to hear kind of a cappella, no hand drum, and he just sang it and sang it for a long time, and those are the things that that I remember the most when it comes to our singers and that really move us with their drum beat. And it's the heartbeat of our people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Great point. Yeah. It's important. And, you know, I don't know much about being a drum keeper, but it's, you know, it's a big responsibility and a lot of traveling and a lot of showing up and taking pride in what you do.
Yeah, it's important. You couldn't have a powwow without them, literally, and you need those singers, and I know the Claremonts have been passing this down to generations, and they're great singers, and I know I've seen them too. They're at other powwows that they judge the singers. That's even cooler.
Yeah, yeah, definitely professionals if you're up at that rank. Exactly. I want to shout out Dr. Stately. Dr. Anthony Stately could not join us today, but stay tuned for next Monday. I'm sure he'll be back on NAC, Native American Community Clinic. They're doing a lot of programming this month in September, but this Thursday, September 12th from 2 to 4 p.m., they will be doing a traditional medicines event, and this is in Minneapolis, Native American Community Clinic off of Franklin Avenue there. You can meet them at 2 o'clock at the Wolf Sage Garden, and at this event they'll be doing traditional medicines giveaways. You'll be able to create your own tea blends, which is really cool. I'm a big fan of hot tea, especially in this season. They'll also be having raffle prizes and light refreshments and snacks, as well as a traditional tobacco demo. So that's really important to learn about our traditional medicines.
Wow. Yeah, they do such good work, and they are definitely pillars in the community. And, you know, I joke around with Dr. Stately, but I also get serious and say, you know, I hear about you in different meetings that I would not think of that would bring up the Native American community clinic or Dr. Stately, and have nothing but good things to say. And so it's we miss him today, but he's and his organization are such good medicine, literally and figuratively here. We just we love Dr. Stately and what he's been doing with the clinic these past 7-8 years that he's been leading the way.
Yeah, exactly. So Thursday will also be kind of in the end of the Four Sisters Farmers Market season. Oh. Yeah, with NACDI, Native American Community Development Institute. I haven't been able to get over to a market because our summer is just wrapping up so quickly. It's been a while, but we'll have to check out the Four Sisters Farmers Market from 11 to, I believe, is it 3 p.m.? No, I'm all confused.
11 yeah. to 3? Yep, yep. No. Okay. Yeah, I haven't been able to go there because we did. And you know what? Hold on one second here. Speak while I sneeze. Hold on.
Okay. Well, we did have the state fair, so that took up like a whole chunk of August, all 12 days.
That's what I was going to say, and I just want to throw out a big peeny giggy thank you to everybody that stopped by, that bought something at my family store. That's a huge deal to keep us going, and we'll be back again next year along with other things that you'll hear about. But that was huge, Haley. You stopped by and saw the twins work in the store.
Yeah, always. They got great work ethic and great Native designers to choose from, including themselves.
Yeah, definitely. And there's more to come with that. But again, a big peeny geeky thank you so much for all the people that we had Resist shirts out there, and people bought those up. And we've been resisting, divesting, and joining a group for 8 years here on Native Roots Radio across the airwaves. And we're really blessed to speak and have great guests like Marn, Dr. Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren. Everyone is right. And I was just stretching the show out. I was going to name everybody.
Oh, yeah. Every single person could go down the list.
Right.
Well, hey, yeah, lots of stuff going on Thursday. If you can make it over to the Four Sisters Farmers Market, do so. Come have fun and then go to across the street, NAC's Traditional Medicines Demo. You can join them. Mm-hmm. And then this is something cool. We're going to have David Huckfelt and Annie Humphrey join us next week with Shanae Mattson. And they're going to be doing a musical tour, kind of a whole concert, fashion show, printmaking thing. But their tour is going on through November, I believe, but their first show is this Thursday, September 12th at the Turf Club in St. Paul, Minnesota. So check out their website to get those tickets.
I didn't know Shanae was a singer. That's awesome.
She might be. Oh, she's the visual artist.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. I guess I was correct in not knowing. Hey, that's what a great show. Marn rocked it. We missed Dr. Stately. Haley, can't the quality of the show goes up tenfold when you're here. I really appreciate you and all the things that you help me with. But you better help the elder. Oh,
yes. Yes, that's why I'm here.
Right on. Hey, if you're listening to this, show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground, is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, vote, vote, vote. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Andra Watkins returns. She grew up in a Christian nationalist household and can tell us how that relates to Project 2025. It's not good. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Russian invasion pushing deeper into eastern Ukraine. ABC's Ian Pannell is there.
On the battlefield, the Kremlin pushing back against Ukrainian forces who'd taken over a small part of Russia. And here in the east, Ukrainian forces desperately trying to stop Russian troops from sweeping through this area. We've just been seeing some displaced people who've just had to flee their town, not